Rapper Nick Cannon, abortion and Planned Parenthood inflict genocide on black Americans. He says that the Planned Parenthood abortion business is perpetrating a genocide against black people because it targets black communities with abortion clinics. He has raised concerns about Hillary Clinton's ties to Planned Parenthood, calling their work a real genocide on the black community.
This is, but everybody, just Hillary was sneaking. She think about all the stuff they did with Planned Parenthood and all of that type of stuff. That type of stuff is to take our community and forget gentrification. It's real genocide, and it's been like that for years. This system is not built for us. This is not our land. I appreciate it. I love it. Wouldn't want to live nowhere else, but this wasn't designed for our people.
And now he's doubling down on what he said. He said Planned Parenthood is modern day eugenics for black Americans.
Hey, quick question. So you Planned Parenthood, the comments that you made, can you elaborate?
I can. It'd take a long time, though, because I wasn't even
just a quick one
about
a real genocide.
Yeah, modern day eugenics.
Can't elaborate anymore.
Yeah,
it's an important topic.
Population control.
You think? All right.
And when speaking about Planned Parenthood, he is absolutely correct in what he's saying. Margaret Sanger founded Planned Parenthood on October 16th, 1916. In order to eliminate what she thought were inferior races like Orientals, Jews, and Blacks. She referred to them as human weeds. She also said that the greatest sin is to bring children into the world.
Do you believe in sin? When I say believe, I don't mean believe in committing sin. Do you believe there is such a thing as sin?
Well, I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have disease from their parents, that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things just marked when they're born. That, to me, is the greatest sin.
So, according to her, the greatest sin is to bring children into the world. She also said that the most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. She said, "We don't want the word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population." Here she is at a Ku Klux Klan rally. Could this be why 80% of the abortion death camps are in minority neighborhoods? 13% of American women are black, yet they have 35% of the abortions. So over 25% of the black population has been killed by abortion since 1973. Tragically, Margaret Sanger's dream is being realized. The most dangerous place for an African American is in the womb. If the people of the Black Lives Matter movement really care about black lives, they need to be protesting and do everything they can to make abortion illegal in this country. Because black lives do matter, even in the womb. Here's an old Planned Parenthood pamphlet from 1952. This pamphlet admits that abortion is murder. It says that an abortion kills the life of a baby after it has begun. That is absolutely correct. Now, not only is Planned Parenthood killing babies, they are ripping them apart and selling their body parts. God hates this. The Lord hates the hands that shed innocent blood. He said, "Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person." And all the people shall say, "Amen." That is exactly what Planned Parenthood is doing today. They are taking a financial reward for slaying and selling the body parts of innocent people.
Planned Parenthood was and is a racist organization from the beginning, from its founding. So, let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And if you're new, be sure to hit that subscribe button and stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.